This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Wednesday pledged to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to help Kentucky and other states after a series of deadly tornadoes that he said left a trail of unimaginable devastation. As he stood in front of a home reduced to a few walls and piles of rubble in Dawson Springs, one of two Kentucky towns he visited, the president told residents they would recover and rebuild.
I intend to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, as long as it takes, to support your state, your local leaders, and as you recover and rebuild, because you will recover and you will rebuild.
Biden spoke of the stress felt by victims of natural disasters, such as the weekend storms that swept across eight states. So far, at least 90 people are confirmed dead from last week's storms. With inflation in the United States surging, the Federal Reserve is pulling back its support for the economy at a quicker pace. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Higher inflation and faster, turns out much faster progress in the labor market.
That's Fed Chair Jerome Powell's explanation for the central bank's decision to shrink its monthly bond purchases at twice the pace it previously announced. Unemployment is down to a healthy 4.2%, while consumer prices soared 6.8% in November. Powell says he still expects the supply chain issues that have stoked inflation to eventually ease, but he sees a risk.
Inflation may be more persistent, and that may be putting inflation expectations under pressure, and that the risk of higher inflation becoming entrenched has increased.
The tapering of bond purchases puts the Fed on a path to start raising interest rates in the first half of next year, and is now forecasting three increases for 2022. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has pleaded guilty to federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Derek Chauvin averted a trial by pleading guilty to charges he violated Floyd's civil rights. He's already been convicted on state murder and manslaughter charges for pinning his knee to George Floyd's neck last year. Rodney Floyd is Floyd's brother.
I'm still feeling the same pain, anger I felt in the beginning because he could have did this last year.
The guilty plea likely extends Chauvin's time served in prison.
We came here just like we did before. We just wanted accountability because we can never have justice because we can never get George back.
Three other former officers were indicted on federal charges alongside Chauvin. A trial is expected early next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Germany has expelled Russian diplomats over a state-ordered killing. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, says her country is expelling the two diplomats after a court concluded that Moscow was behind the killing of a Chechen man in Berlin 2 years ago. Baerbock called the state-ordered slaying a grave breach of German law. Russia's ambassador in Berlin has been summoned to discuss the court's finding. The 2019 Brazen Daylight killing sparked outrage in Berlin and previously prompted the German government to expel two Russian diplomats then, a move Russia swiftly reciprocated at the time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain recorded the highest number of confirmed new COVID-19 infections Wednesday since the pandemic began, and England's chief medical officer warned the situation is likely to get worse as the Omicron variant drives a new wave of illness during the Christmas holidays. Professor Chris Whitty described the current situation as two epidemics in one, with Omicron infections rising rapidly even as the country continues to grapple with the older Delta variant, which is still causing a large number of infections. Public health officials expect Omicron to become the dominant variant across the United Kingdom by Christmas and in London much sooner. Britain recorded 78,610 new infections on Wednesday, 16% higher than the previous record set in January. Bell Hooks, the author, educator, and activist whose exploration of how race, gender, economics, and politics intertwine made her among the most influential feminist thinkers of her time, has died. She was 69. Among her most famous expressions was her definition of feminism, which she called a movement to end sexism, sexism.